Good morning, listeners. This is Holly Wilson, and I'm an art teacher at Butler Middle School.
Hello, I'm Gretchen Lavery, and I'm also an art teacher, and I teach at Northwest Elementary and Center Avenue Community School. Good morning. To start us off, I asked my two kids to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. This is Miles and Andrea leading us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Mrs. Lavery. Today in our art talk, we are going to do a lesson on the art of doodling and sketching. We will read a story titled The Dot, discuss the difference between doodling and sketching, and finally discuss how you can use doodling and sketching to take a break from the digital world and calm your busy mind. Mrs. Wilson and I will get started with some information about Peter H. Reynolds, the author and illustrator of The Dot.
Great. Let's get started. Have you ever been afraid to express yourself through art because you don't know where to start? Well, Peter H. Reynolds' book, The Dot, reminds us all to make a mark and see where it takes you. Here is what author and illustrator Peter H. Reynolds says about how he gets his ideas. I am always looking for new names for characters for my poems and stories. A quick scribble in my journal records them for safekeeping until I need them. I collect words, too, and ideas. Ideas for stories often come from just listening to things people say to me. Sometimes they say something and I mishear what they say, but it gives me an idea. I'll say, "Did you just say big city elephant?" And they'll say, "No, I said, seemed pretty relevant." But my brain is already imagining an elephant in a business suit jostling for a seat in a city bus on his way into Wall Street, muttering, "Now, what was it that I was supposed to do today? Where do I work?" His elephant's memory is blurred. He has forgotten that he is an elephant and that a big city is not really a place for him. Perhaps something today will trigger memories of the Bombay jungles where he was born so many years before. So Peter Reynolds gets an idea spark from things he hears and sees, and that is what helps him come up with characters and stories. As we read the story to you, listen and think about how the character Vashti feels at the beginning of the story compared to the end. Okay, here we go.
The Dot by Peter H. Reynolds. Art class was over, but Vashti sat glued to her chair. Her paper was empty. Vashti's teacher leaned over the blank paper.
"A polar bear in a snowstorm,"
she said.
"Very funny,"
said Vashti.
"I just can't draw."
Her teacher smiled.
"Just make a mark and see where it takes you."
Vashti grabbed a marker and gave the paper a good, strong jab.
"There."
Her teacher picked up the paper and studied it carefully. She pushed the paper toward Vashti and quietly said,
"Now sign it."
Vashti thought for a moment.
"Well, maybe I can't draw, but I can sign my name."
The next week, when Vashti walked into art class, she was surprised to see what was hanging above her teacher's desk. It was the little dot she had drawn, her dot, all framed in swirly gold.
"I can make a better dot than that."
She opened her never-before-used set of watercolors and set to work. Vashti painted and painted. A red dot, a purple dot, a yellow dot, a blue dot. The blue mixed with the yellow. She discovered that she could make a green dot. Vashti kept experimenting. Lots of little dots in many colors.
"If I can make little dots, I can make big dots, too.
Vashti splashed her colors with a bigger brush on bigger paper to make bigger dots. Vashti even made a dot by not painting a dot. At the school art show a few weeks later, Vashti's many dots made quite a splash. Vashti noticed a little boy gazing up at her.
You are a really great artist. I wish I could draw,
he said.
I bet you can,
said Vashti.
Me? No, not me. I can't draw a straight line with a ruler.
Vashti smiled. She handed the boy a blank sheet of paper.
Show me.
The boy's pencil shook as he drew his line. Vashti stared at the boy's squiggle, and then she said,
Please, sign it.
The end. I just love that story. I bet a lot of our students feel the same way as Vashti when they come to art class.
I would have to agree with that, Mrs. Lavery. Let's see what our listeners think. How about it, listeners? How do you think Vashti felt at the beginning of the story? I agree. I think she felt angry about having to draw in art class.
So, think or explain to someone else why you think Vashti felt angry about art class. Well, I think she was afraid because she thinks she is not good at drawing.
Yeah, starting something new can be very scary. How did Vashti's feelings towards drawing change during the story? Yes, she completely changed her opinion and started to create lots of artworks with dots because of the encouragement of her art teacher.
At the end of the story, she even inspired another young artist to make a mark and see where it takes him. It's amazing what can happen when we encourage others, even when we were afraid once, too.
That story is so inspirational. But now let's move on to the next portion of our broadcast today as we explore what it actually means to doodle, which sometimes start with just a mark, like Vashti's art teacher recommended.
Did you know a doodle is a drawing that is made when your mind is thinking about something else? By definition, it means to scribble absentmindedly. In fact, a doodle is just a simple combination of lines that create a drawing without even trying to draw something specific. Did you ever find yourself doodling and didn't even realize it? Most people will doodle in the edges or margins of their notebooks or papers when on the phone or in class without even realizing they are doing it.
Doodling is even thought to scientifically keep the mind on task and can help with memory too, which is the complete opposite of what we think about doodling sometimes. Doodling can be very therapeutic as well. It can act the same way for your brain as using a fidget cube or a stress ball. It helps a person to slow down, focus, and de-stress. According to Harvard Medical School, even American presidents have found themselves sketching away. In fact, 26 of 44 American presidents doodled, from Theodore Roosevelt, who doodled animals and children, to Ronald Reagan, who doodled cowboys and football players, and even John F. Kennedy, who doodled dominoes.
Doodling can keep you from falling asleep and help you to pay more attention to something that otherwise might seem to bore you. It seems, then, that if you're struggling to concentrate, find yourself stuck or feeling incomplete, a time-limited doodle expedition could be just the thing you are looking for. It will likely activate your brain's unfocused circuits, give your focused circuits a break, and allow you to more creatively and tirelessly solve a problem at hand. In our final segment today, we would like to share with you some ideas on how to get started doodling and sketching. Doodling is not meant to be stressful in any way. A doodle can start by drawing one simple dot or line and then turning it into something. A doodle's outcome could be anything. Everyone likes to doodle a little differently, but I like to start with little shapes and add on from there. And that's how I begin to draw a formal drawing, too.
Many doodles are a series of repeating shapes and lines. If you are out of doodle ideas, or maybe you just aren't comfortable on where to start, we encourage you to visit your art teacher's district website for ideas. There you will find links to many sites so that you can explore a variety of drawing styles and ideas. One example is a zentangle. Have you ever heard of a zentangle? A zentangle is a relaxing method of drawing patterns called tangles. Oftentimes, a zentangle is drawn on a small square sheet of paper called a tile. And sometimes the tile has a grid to help you draw. You start with just one line and turn it into a pattern, like drawing a half circle over and over again to create a bumpy line. You continue to draw lines, shapes, and patterns without even planning what to draw next. Studies show it can help your brain relax and you can become in a zen-like state of mind.
Ah, I like the sounds of that. There are a lot of things out there to help, but the most important part of learning to draw is just picking up your pencil and getting started. We know that sometimes it can be overwhelming when deciding where to start, but we encourage you to simply just take a look around you. Did you know the objects and things you see around your room are all made up of simple, basic shapes? Go ahead and take a moment to look at just one object in particular. You choose. Do you see any basic shapes in that object? Do you see a square, a circle, or perhaps a triangle? Maybe you see more than one shape that creates an object. That's how you start to draw. You just start out by drawing those basic shapes, connect them as needed, and then add in the details.
Okay, let's practice doing a doodle together. First, you will need to get a piece of paper and a pencil. We will give you some time to do that now. Go ahead. Okay, are you ready? Great. First, start your doodle with one simple shape of your choice. It could be a square, a rectangle, a circle, or a triangle, just for some examples. You can draw your shape anywhere on the paper that you would like to. So go ahead and draw your shape now.
Awesome job. Now let's turn that basic shape into something fun. How about a robot or a monster? Remember, this is just a doodle, so let's keep it simple and fun. First, let's draw a couple of lines for antennas or horns, depending if you are drawing a robot or a monster. Start at the top or sides of the basic shape and draw two lines. They can be zigzag, spirals, squiggly, or straight. Go ahead and draw your antennas or horns using simple lines.
Good work. I think next we should get some eyes on our robot or monster. What do you think? So, eyes can be simple shapes too. Circles or ovals should do nicely. First, think about how many eyes your robot or monster should have. Then go ahead and draw them on. You may want to add smaller circles inside your eyes that you color in for pupils. Go ahead and draw your eyes now. Thank you.
it's really starting to come together. One final thing that I think we should add is a mouth. Again, this can be a very simple line, or it could be wavy, swirly, straight, zigzag, or even a shape like a half circle. There is no wrong way to doodle. Go ahead and give your robot or monster a mouth. Well, how did you do? This is just one example of a simple doodle using lines and shapes. You can draw many things using this simple technique.
If you are stuck on what to draw, there are many sites with tons of sketchbook prompts. You don't even have to own an actual sketchbook. You can still sketch every day with just paper and a pencil. Just be sure to keep your drawings in a special place so that you can see your own progress. Did you create an art box for your art assignment this week? That would be a great place to keep your drawings nearby.
As far as sketchbook prompts go, there are many sites on the internet that offer free prompts. One of the more famous ones is called Inktober. Inktober is a month-long art challenge created by artist Jake Parker that is focused on improving skill and developing positive drawing habits. Every day for the month of October, anyone participating in the Inktober challenge creates an ink drawing and posts it online. During October, you can use the hashtag Inktober if you want your art to be seen by other participating artists. The Inktober movement started in 2009. Some prompts from 2019 include enchanted, ancient, overgrown, and snow, just to name some examples. Even though October is a long way away, it is fun to look up prompts from the previous years to use any time. You can also see tons of examples that other artists have posted from a wide range of experience levels.
Wow, that would be fun to check out and see what other artists are creating. Another fun monthly drawing challenge is called Mermay. Mermay takes place in the month of May, which is just around the corner. The idea is to draw a different mermaid for every day of the month. The idea was started by animator Tom Bancroft. Each mermaid sketch should have a different theme each day. In the past, these themes have included extravagant, geek, Star Wars, and tropical, just to name a few. I'd like to see a Star Wars mermaid. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All of these resources are great, but you could also make your own drawing challenge calendar or drawing prompt jar. There are tons of drawing resources online. The Art of Education University has a list of 100 silly things to draw in categories of animals, food, people, make-believe, objects and things, and other.
Some of the animal drawing prompts ideas include drawing a llama surfing, a lizard putting on lipstick, a flamingo doing ballet, or a squirrel roasting a marshmallow. There are some silly things to draw in the food category as well, such as draw a piece of fruit in outer space, a Pop-Tart lifting weights, a banana in pajamas, a basketball player dunking a chicken, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on vacation.
And don't forget the people and make-believe categories. They can be super fun. These prompts include drawing a cowboy in Antarctica riding a polar bear, yourself with a superpower, a dragon breathing rainbows, and my personal favorite, your art teacher on an island.
You could print this list out or jot down your own list of drawing prompts. Cut each prompt into a little strip and put the strips of paper in a jar. You could then pull a prompt out each day for new inspiration or write down a prompt per day on a challenge calendar. All of the Butler Area School District elementary art teachers have these websites and ideas linked on their own school district teacher website under Radio Broadcast Resources.
So here's the takeaway from our art talk today. doodling is great for the brain and good for you no matter your age, young or old. Using a sketchbook or creating a collection of doodles and sketches will give you a greatly needed break from the digital world and help your brain to de-stress. The more you draw, the more confidence you will have, and the better your drawings will become. The important thing about getting better at drawing is simply taking the time each day or each week to practice. It's just like learning a musical instrument or playing a sport. Remember that it is okay to mess up and that practice is key. Not every artwork has to be a masterpiece, but sometimes the simplest start can become your greatest work.
Before we sign off this morning, I would like to remind you all that there are so many resources on the Butler Area School District website for you to use. Parents and students can access their daily assignments, office hours are posted there for all of your teachers, and there's now homework hotlines each day where you can call and hear the daily assignments and enrichment activities. The numbers for each grade level are posted on the website under elementary assignments. Here are the phone numbers in case you can't access the website. For kindergarten, the phone number is 724-214-3180. For first grade, the phone number is 724-214-3181. For second grade, the phone number is 724-214-3182. For third grade, the phone number is 724-214-3183. For fourth grade, the phone number is 724-214-3184. For fifth grade, the phone number is 724-214-3185. For sixth grade, the phone number is 724-214-3186. And there's also a new helpline for technology for the parents, and that number is 724-214-3199. Don't stress out about all the schoolwork. Just do what you can and have fun learning. Take breaks, go outside for a walk, and doodle.
We hope you enjoyed our Art Talk broadcast today. On behalf of the other elementary art teachers, Mrs. Grant, Mrs. Shore, and Mrs. Widenhofer, we would just like to say we miss you all so much in our art classes, and we hope you keep creating while we are apart.
Mrs. Wilson and I, Ms. Lavery, thank you for taking the time to listen this morning. Now go and just make a mark.
Just make a mark.